Jesus has made spiritual life very simple. That life is in His Word. Whether it's His written Word or whether it's His spoken Word, He said, "My words are spirit and they are life." When we receive His Word, when we believe it, accept it, and apply it to our lives, we are communicating with God, and God becomes a part of our life. That is how spiritual change takes place. That's how life change takes place for human beings. That's how we connect with God. It's a communication process. And the problems that we have in life come when we do not believe this truth. We do not take in its simplicity. We do not accept its power, its strength. And its power and strength is the power of God. God is present in His Word. Receiving that Word, we receive Him. It's very simple. It's resistance to what God has to say, which equals resistance to who God is, resistance to His will, that causes human beings to not only feel lost in life, but to be lost, to wander around in darkness, to feel dead, all of those negative things. In the first verse of the Gospel of John, it begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." That, in those few verses, is the story of God's relation to man. The whole Bible is an unpacking of the thoughts that are in those verses. That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.